Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We live in a society today that revolves around needing a CV. If you're going for an interview for a job, you need a CV. In college, they teach you how to write a CV. We are encouraged to accomplish activities to boost our CV. But at the end of the day, a CV is only a list of achievements and nothing more. In our reading from Philippians this morning, Paul is dealing with people who are stuck in their list of achievements and accomplishments in Jewish law. He even lists his own in verse 5 and 6, circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. As Polly said in her sermon on Sunday, Paul considered himself a super Jew. But then in verse 7, he says, "But whatever were gains to me now, I consider loss for the sake of Christ." Paul said that his list of achievements and accomplishments were nothing. In fact, in verse 8, he describes them as garbage. Although actually, the original word that Paul would have used is much stronger than garbage. It was probably something more like the word we know but never say, that begins with SH and ends with T. In other words, using some of the strongest language in the New Testament, Paul compares all his good works to manure. So what can we take from this? Well, I think it may be this. God is much less interested in what we do than who we are. What's on your CV and what's not? What God is interested in is who we are. That's quite profound, isn't it? It's very tempting to imagine that God is pleased with our running around and our endless ticked-off to-do lists. But we can forget that it's God's kingdom we're building, not ours. It's God's mission that we're involved in. It's God who will accomplish it. It is God who will build God's church. All that God requires from us is that we learn how to be his adored child. Trusting in God means trusting that God is in control and trusting in his amazing love for us. We do not need to do anything because everything has already been done for us. God already loves us. God already sacrificed himself so that we can be saved and have a life that goes on forever. Now, that doesn't mean that we can just sit back and do nothing. We are still called to live humble lives of service to others because we love God. I, for example, do not wash my husband's smelly socks because I'm looking for his admiration or approval. I wash his smelly socks because I love him. As we've been discussing in our Discipleship Explored groups this last few weeks, we are, as Christians, are called to follow Christ, to be one with Christ. We show our love for God by living the way that Jesus showed us we should live, by loving God and loving each other, but always remembering to be thankful that we are already loved and already saved, not because of anything we do, but because of what Jesus did. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.